The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're having technical difficulties. Surprise, surprise.
No, we're not. Sitting on a bar stool.
Yeah, no, technical
kind difficulties. Kind of short, kind of square.
Poor Ashley, she's doing her best over there.
Foaming his mustache.
Hanging there loosely.
His voice fills the air.
Okay, you can stop now. Hit that dump button.
There's your music. I hope you heard it on 96.5 FM where the music sounds better.
Well, that couldn't sound better any way you wrap it.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jefferson. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. So it's going to be one of those days, but you know what? You're stuck with Wynn and I for a long time today.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what. Everybody who's on this call right now, you call somebody else to listen to this program today for the first hour, and then we're going to join Mark Kent and Linda Kent, Wynn and I are, at least for the first hour of the next program. So we're going to talk about a lot of things today. We're going to talk a little bit about, is there some corruption in politics?
Gee, I wonder.
We had an event yesterday, my good friend, didn't we?
We did. We had a great event with a bunch of patriots.
We did. It was what was the name of the thing?
Liberty Tour.
No, that wasn't the name of it. That was close. It was, in essence, the Call to Action Town Hall.
Yes.
We're just having a little fun today. It was a great event. It was at the Veterans Hall. We had
In Anderson. Shasta County.
Shasta County. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we got Mark Baird to do a video, and it was amazing. There's a few things that we'll refer to in that video as we go on today. But it was a great turnout, you know, and I think that one of the things that we need to understand is that we no longer need to be afraid. And I'm going to give you just a quick example of that. This little gal came up, maybe late 50s, and, you know, came up and really bubbly, and she said, well, I need to grab a couple of Trump hats. We had some Trump hats there for people. I need to grab a couple of those because I was in Walmart, and a guy came up behind me and pulled mine off of my head and ripped the back of it. I called security, and they did arrest him.
Hmm.
And then she said, and then he got off. She wasn't very happy about that. But point being is she said, I'm going to buy 3 of these, so I have plenty to wear.
There you go.
Now, within 5 minutes, a guy comes up, probably 3 times her size, walks up and says, I like those Trump hats, but, you know, gosh, I'm afraid of what will happen if I wear one. You know, and I'm just saying, you know, where are your stones, buddy? Good gravy.
He left
them
home.
I actually told him that, you know, being the brash, ornery old cuss I am. I said, you know, really? I said, when are you going to stop being afraid? I mean, seriously, when are you going to stop being afraid? So this Monday night, none of us need to be afraid, and we will not be at the church with no name.
We will be in town.
We will. We will be on the Cypress Bridge. We will be on the north side.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be walking back and forth supporting our president.
That's right. Cypress Bridge, be there at 5 o'clock or before 5 o'clock. We'll go from 5 to 7 or as long as you want to stay out, not past 7. But we'll be out there from 5 to 7. You know, bring your Jefferson gear, your patriotic gear. Bring American flags. Don't tread on me flags. Trump flags. Wear a Trump hat. You know, this is going to be something that we need to do.
On a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. We need to start getting ourselves out there being visible. It was a great turnout yesterday. In fact, we're going to do it again. It was such a good turnout. This one's really going to be neat. It's the Call to Action Town Hall. It will be Sunday, March the 15th at 1 p.m. Doors open at noon. It's at the Tehama County Fairgrounds at 650 Antelope Boulevard in Red Bluff. And the topics of discussion are the Second Amendment, the State of Jefferson, the Cottonwood Minutemen, and the Tehama County Sheriff's Association.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The speakers will be Mark Baird, Jeanette Finnicum, Mark Herr, and Woody Clendenin. And it should be a great, great event. We'll have more details on that as they unfold. But mark that on your calendar right now. We need to stand up, and we talked about that, the solutions yesterday.
What date was that again? Say it again.
It'll be March the 15th at 1 p.m.
That's a Saturday?
Yes, sir. Right. No, it's a Sunday. Mm-mm.
Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday, March 15th at 1 p.m.
Sunday, March 15th.
Mm-hmm. Doors open at noon, so you can get to church and head over there, and it should be a great time. And I know that Jeanette Finnicum is a great speaker. We all know the tragic story of her husband, Lavoy, who is he was a martyr for us. He's been a martyr for liberty,
yes,
no question about it. And we will hear, actually, in his own words, a video from him that he did when he was alive. That should be really good. So with that, yesterday, Mark Baird made some really great comments, which we'll refer to. One of them is...
Surprise, surprise, he made great comments.
Yeah, I know. It's just amazing. What an amazing guy, I'm telling you.
I love Mark.
Oh, man. You know, it's something, because, you know, once you hear a speaker and you hear him speak and they articulate, and you're going, oh, man, that guy's really smart. And then you hear Mark speak, and it's like he has such an easy approach, but a firmness and a strength. It's really... pretty amazing.
With knowledge and research.
Backed with knowledge, facts, and research.
Yep.
One of the things he said that really struck me is he said, you know, first of all, and by the way, we did have Dr. P.K. Danuka, who was running for assembly. He spoke, and he talked about when he lived in India how the guns were taken away.
Yeah, you don't have the choice of having that.
And Mark Baird was talking about that, and he said, you know what? He goes, first of all, how do you trust a government that doesn't trust you?
You don't.
How do you do that, number one? And number two, if you don't think that we can't have what happened in India and what's happened in China happen here, and this is what he said, then you're just stupid.
Mm-hmm. Those are his words.
And he got laughter and applause all at the same time.
Yep.
And you are. You're stupid. If you think that isn't going to happen here, you're stupid. And it goes back to our Second Amendment rights. Dr. Danuka pointed something out, and he backs what he does. He's a CCW holder,
mm-hmm.
and openly says it. His wife, Promley, is also, and I believe their daughters.
Yep.
Very, very, very pro Second Amendment. Stands up for that one because he understands what it means. You know,
he's lived it.
He has. And again, you know, some of the things we'll talk about today are going to be maybe some contrast. What we're going to do is bring something called the truth. Yes, folks, the truth. Not your truth or my truth. The truth.
The truth.
And what the truth is that Brian Daly voted...
when he was in the Assembly or a Senate?
Oh, when he was... This would have been in 18, so he would have been with the Assembly. He voted on AB 2103. See, again, we're going to give you the exact thing. Not hypothetical or anything where you have to stop and figure out what we're talking about. In fact, he voted yes, and in fact, it was August the 27th, 2018, and he voted with the Democrats to increase restrictions on a concealed carry license. I'll say that again. Voted yes on 8/27/18 with the Democrats to increase restrictions with AB 2103 on concealed carry licenses. Now,
why would he do that?
Well, have you ever heard the term rhino?
Yeah, we have a bunch of them. You know, Mitt Romney on a national level is one. So, yeah, are we doing a comparison there?
Well, you know, Brian also signed a letter to Governor Newsom on May the 20th, 2019, urging the expansion of the County Medical Services Program for non-emergency health care. And that was for illegal aliens. I will say it again, for illegal aliens up to the age of 26.
And that was done while he was in Assembly as well?
May the 20th, 2019, exact date. That's the exact date. See, we don't do conjectures like, you know, so-and-so did this or may have done that. And that's what we're going to talk about for quite some time today. Some of the things that these candidates are doing and some things that are highly,
irregular.
In some people's minds, irregular. And I'm not pointing the finger. I'm going to give you the facts at it. You know, to me, those two facts bother me. They bother me that we would have somebody on the Republican side of the aisle that would do that. It would bother me if we had somebody who was an independent that would do that. It would bother me, in fact, that the Democrats would do that. It would bother me if anybody would do it. But imagine voting yes on AB 2103 to make it harder and harder for you to get concealed carry. What if you're a little older and your eyes aren't so good? Does that mean when you walk out to your mailbox, you can't defend yourself? Is that what that means? Does that mean because you're a little older, maybe you can't hit a target on your knees at 50 yards or 50 feet, you know, 4 out of 5 times? Does that mean that you don't have the right now to protect yourself? Seriously, folks, if you don't think that what happened in China and what happened in India could happen here, then Mark Baird is correct. You're just stupid, and you deserve the government you get.
Now, okay, going back to some of the stuff here, any one of those could have passed without Brian's endorsement.
Every one of them would have passed.
And because he's in the super minority.
Yep.
So it's going to pass without him. So is he just showing that he's a Democrat?
Well, we'll talk about the vote.
Actually, it's worse because... Because he's supposed to be representing the people that voted for him who are not Democrat or chose not to vote Democrat. They voted Republican, and he's voting Democrat. So what the heck is going on?
Well, the word rhino fits into that. But the point is that voting yes on H-2718 with the Democrats to increase restrictions on AB-2103, and he has been backed by the sheriff. So what's the story with that? Okay, do we have any constitutional sheriffs? Okay, so, and everybody's going to go, oh, no, now he's going off on all the sheriffs. Well, no, I'm not. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah.
And see, that's the difference. When you ask a question or you try to put forth, I was on a radio program just recently, and the host said, well, okay, what's your solution to Measure A? And I said, well, immediately, there's 4 things we can do. I named them off. And we didn't have time to finish the rest of it, even though we were supposed to have the time, but... There was a schedule conflict. I learned that when I got here. But point being is that when you have a situation where somebody asks you something like that, well, maybe 2 out of 4 are good. 1 out of 4 are good. I know 1 out of 4 is good, at least in his mind because he nodded his head. But point being is that, you know, there is a solution to these things, and that's what we're going to look at as solutions. But the first thing we have to look at is there corruption. But more so, why are they doing this? Why would he vote that way? Why would he vote for non-emergency health care for illegal aliens? 605-4567, 605-4567, area code 530. Time has come.
4:51.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. Let's get her done!
Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone.
The one person on earth I can sing better than.
Oh, no, Sally's there, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my little bird.
Love you, Sally.
My little bird, Sally. We have Barbara on the line. Barbara, how you doing?
Good morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning. Love your program.
Thank you.
It's so timely with everything political right now. I just have a question. Everybody's talking about Dr. Paul DeNuca, and every day, he's got a Facebook page. Every day I ask, what is your position on abortion? No one ever answers me. I just wonder if anybody knows, because, you know, I appreciate a fresh voice. I appreciate good ideas. But I am still questioning an independent when you don't know exactly where they stand on all the issues with a Republican. You can't.
Well, I think I can address I can address that to a degree if you'd like.
I would love it.
Okay, well, what I'd like
I
to
would.
First thing is that let's talk about abortion. The government has no right to be in it as far as taking your tax dollars and paying for it. There's no way.
That's right.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, it's a moral issue. Now, I'm gonna bring this up because I know that Rudy Giuliani, when he ran for president, if Rudy Giuliani is running against Barack Obama, and Rudy Giuliani's position as president, okay, is going to be, well, you know, I don't morally believe in it myself, but I don't think the government has any right in that, that the government needs to stay out of it. That's got to be an issue between that person and God. And so would you not vote for Rudy Giuliani and vote for Barack Obama instead?
I hear you.
So what I'm saying is that we can bark up all these trees. I'll give you the one last example. Governor Duke Majan. Now, Governor Duke Majan, way back when, was asked a really neat question. He said, you know what, we have to, you know, we're broadening what's going on with our schools, with teachers and stuff, and we're excited about that. Well, he, from gay lobbyists, and this is nothing against gay lobbyists, but gay lobbyists asked him again, I'm just the messenger here giving you the facts, said, you know what, if you're going to allow blacks and Hispanics and Oriental folks in teaching in school, why not gays? Well, Duke Majan's answer was priceless. He said, wait a second here. You're talking about a sexual preference, not a race. It's a sexual preference. So does that mean that a sodomist could teach? You see, the thing is we have to focus on the issue. P.K. DeNuca is honest. He's a Christian. He loves God. He loves his family. He came here. He's a rags-to-riches story. He has an impeccable record, even though there's a lot of things that we will discuss that are going on about him and a lot of ads that are going on about him about things that are not true. They are not true.
Mostly those questions are about his voting record. But you know, when
he's
I
a private
vote
citizen,
for somebody,
how did that happen?
Exactly. But when I do cast my vote for somebody, the abortion issue is very important to me. And whether he's a Christian or not a Christian, what's his voting record on that issue? Because I do care that much.
Well, if you care that much, then what you need to do is ask him, because I can't answer that. All I did was
that's what I've been doing, and I'm not getting any answer. This is in 2 weeks' time. So, you know, if somebody else knows or they've got the record on it, maybe they'll pop in there and say something today. But I'm still looking before I make up my mind on him.
But it's
anyway,
But I just want one quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is okay if maybe somebody says that they believe in the right to life, but they vote the other way. That's okay.
Okay.
So we just remember whatever you hear from him, and it's going to be what he says. The issue of that, again, just to me personally, and I'll never run for office, so you don't have to worry about voting for me. My position is the government has no right in that. They have no position in that. Now, morally, myself, no, I'm a million billion percent. I have a son who was born with spina bifida. And after he was born with spina bifida, and he was confined to a wheelchair, and he's 30 years old, and he's still confined to a wheelchair, we had our youngest daughter. And our youngest daughter, when we went down to UC Davis, we went down there, and in fact, Dr. Tom Perry, who was a wonderful doctor, he met us down there. And we went down to UC Davis down there, and they tried to talk us into aborting my beautiful daughter, into aborting her. And my wife said, I don't care if there's no arms and no legs. God wants that baby born. That baby's going to be born. Okay, so that's my position. Now, do I think the government should be in it? No. I don't think the government should be in it at all, whether that's my position. So if that's a wrong position for people, you know, first of all, government has no right in that, period. It's a non-issue. And I would not let anything like that ever stop me from voting for the right candidate and not maybe one that is so deceptive. And I'm not saying that anybody is, but maybe somebody who's so deceptive because I haven't looked at the facts and I'm a non-informed voter. And believe me, when you get a lot of flyers on something, that's projected to someone who's a non-informed voter on basically BS.
Well, I appreciate your remarks. I appreciate your thought and
yes, ma'am.
The fact that you're out front and honest with it. You know what I appreciate is that people are thinking.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Thinking at this time, oh my gosh, you know, we get a Bloomberg and a Hillary in there.
Well, Barbara, we're gonna have to go because I've got Norm on the line. Thank you so much for the call. Please call again. That was a great call. Appreciate you
thank
a lot.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You bye. Bet.
You too, Barbara. Thank you.
Norm, how are you, buddy?
Hello, Terry.
Yes, sir. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I had to stop coming down to the meetings. My legs just gave out on me, and that was the reason I had to stop. But I cruised this town with flags on my truck, with Trump signs on my truck, and everything else. And I just wanted to know that your opening statement this morning got to me. There ain't no way I'm backing down from any of these people. If they don't like what I do, they can go someplace else because I'm not backing down.
Well, Norm, you've always been a man of your word. You and Commander Gibson. By the way, the commander did the pledge for us and had a great little
speech. That's what he told me he was going to.
He was really good. And the thing is, Norm, is we love it when you call into this program. And if you can drive your truck around tomorrow about 5 o'clock before it gets...
Can't drive my truck because they took my driver's license away.
Oh,
bummer.
Somebody bring Norm. Anyway, Norm's one of our heroes. He's a guy who served his country. He's a man who says what he means, and it's just like the song.
I wanted to get down there yesterday, but I couldn't find a ride.
Well, my friend, then you got my phone number.
Okay.
And you know, here's the deal. The deal is that you fit a song. You fit a song, and we're going to go into the break just right after this.
Okay, but I just wanted you to know that that's the reason I stopped coming. It wasn't because of anything down there, because I back you guys 100%.
Well, thank you, Norm.
I know, my good friend. And, okay. You know, you remind me of the fellow they sing about.
All right.
You
thanks,
know,
Terry.
And this,
take care.
This is the line. I've got to give the folks this
bye-bye.
Line. Bye-bye, my friend.
Bye-bye.
The line is that he taught me how to hunt and how to love the Lord, Bible in one hand and a 44. They just don't make them like that no more. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. only temporarily, though. The pool was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Phil, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine.
We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. From $9.99.
The Fat Bone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Fat Bone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
He carried a Bible and a 44. And they just don't make them like that no more. No, they just don't make them like that no more.
Wow. KCNR 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better, and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
When it's working.
You're so bad. You ruined my moment.
That's my job.
I can't tell what that says. Is that MVC? I have a feeling it's supposed to be Nick. Is that what it's supposed to be?
Nick.
That's me.
I know, but it looks like MLK.
Yeah. Okay, my handwriting is not great today. I'll confess that one.
Well, you know, just stick to water this morning, girl.
She's tipping the bottle.
Good
morning, Nick.
Good morning,
Nick.
Good morning,
Nick. What's up, man?
Hey, you know, Carl must be working on the tower because I just lost my feed on the computer, so... Anyway, it's off and on whether I can hear you guys or not. But that was a very good forum you had yesterday.
Thank you.
And I wanted to announce that I am working up quite a little argument against Measure A, and Carl Bott promised to have me on his program Wednesday or Thursday, and I want everybody to listen in. I've got some new stuff. In addition to that, yesterday at the Freedom Rally down there, what do you call it? Anyway, down there it came to my attention that President Bush is going, or Trump is going to be in Bakersfield, what is it, Wednesday this next week?
Yeah, Wednesday the 19th.
Yep.
Okay, had we known about that a week or a week ahead of time, we could have maybe pitched in some money, maybe $150, $200, and sent one person down there with a sign for Jefferson that could position themselves to hold it up when he looked at him and get his attention. And I would have chipped in $50 for that.
Well, I mean, I think that
I'm
not sure how it was. I know Sal found out about it. I think she saw it on Facebook. I think it was. But, you know.
Well, my suggestion is if we hear of one that's close enough to drive to in a day, maybe we consider that.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more, and you still can go. I mean, you know, it's still next Wednesday.
Ready for the Carl Bott show. I don't have time to fool around with President Trump.
You know, there's one question I would like to ask, and that is that each time that we've talked about Measure A, and did he give you an amount of time that you have to talk about it?
Well, you know, I only really need 15 minutes if he'll just let me talk. But okay. If he's going to ramrod the conversation. He goes off someplace else to where I want to go.
Yeah, that is
a half hour would be great.
Yeah, that isn't where I'm going with this. I was just wondering how long you had. The reason I asked that is because I know that Joe Comenti has been starting off a lot of his venues with, there's some people telling you things out there that are not true, yet there isn't, you know, well, this is A, B, and C, and this is the fact behind this. This is what they're saying, and this is the fact, and I'll read it from the measure. It's just an innuendo remark. You know, it's just a hypothetical remark. It's just, oh, they're not telling you the truth. Here's the truth. Well, what part of the truth are we not telling? You know, and I think that's something that needs to be addressed, because everything we brought up is not only the truth, but anyway, maybe on the next hour you can call in and I'll tell you what Steve Morgan told me when I called him after he was on the Crawlbot program.
That sounds great. You know, and I found some things that I think are quite misleading that some of the supporters and the writers of this measure I would question their honesty about. And that's what I plan to bring up in addition to other things.
Well, I think the thing is that, you know, the idea is to, when you have a guest on, okay, and I'm not talking about somebody running for office, but you have a guest on, a citizen who is stating a case, you know, it isn't up to you to debate them. I mean, it's not a debate that you're having. I mean, you may have a question, but it's not a debate of whether you think this or you think that. I mean, that's the way that I see it. I'm not saying that that's the right way or wrong way, but I think if we had you on as a guest, I may ask you questions to clarify, or I may ask you something like that, but I'm not going to debate you saying, well, no, that's not what it says, or this, well, okay, well, then show me. You know, that's the thing. I mean, that's the whole deal. We get tired of people just giving us platitudes. We get tired of that. And we'll talk about that. I want to definitely sometime today talk about some of the remarks when as far as some of the solutions to Measure A, and then we'll get back to our other subject. I'll just do this really quick. But, you know, I know that when I came in, I got here at 7:05. This Carl had requested me to come in the day before, but I couldn't get on until 7:15 because he had forgot he had gotten somebody else in there to speak. A young man who does talked about the Oscars or something, which is great. It's fine. I mean, you know, I do that all the time. I mean, not everybody is going to remember everything. But then he asked me if I could do it in 10 minutes. You told me half an hour. How am I supposed to do it in 10 minutes? And so he did expand my time a little bit so that and kind of cut into the next person, which was fine. And, you know, I respect that. But the point is that when you ask somebody this question, okay, what's your solution then? You have 2 minutes. I mean, seriously?
Well, we have solutions.
Well, we have. But the point is that there's solutions and there's also an alternative. And we'll talk about that. But I'm going to go off here because Wynn has some things he needs to talk about as far as the CFR case.
And well, you keep that in mind and scout out when Trump's going to be over here on the West Coast, because, you know, if we could get somebody in the first 50 rolls with a yard sign that really stands out, Jefferson.
Right.
That, you know, he might scope up and he might say, what in the heck is that? Or he might say, I know all about that. And then you can watch and see if Q brings it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, have a great day.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thanks, Bye. Nick.
So, Wynn, we were talking about the CFR case yesterday, and we talked about when and what's going to happen as far as the appeal goes. So maybe you could take a few minutes here and
get everybody up to speed.
Yeah, get everybody up to speed, brother.
Okay. Well, Friday, March 6th, 9 o'clock, down in Sacramento, San Francisco, at the Ninth Circuit, is where we're going to be going. We're going in for our appeal hearing with the Ninth Circuit, and we are going to be before a 3-judge court. And we're going to find out what's going to happen with our appeal, whether they're going to dismiss it, whether they're going to move it on, whether they're going to grant us what we're going to do. I mean, there are any number of things that can happen. We are eagerly awaiting to find out what's going to happen, and then that way we will know how to respond accordingly after the fact. Once we know what's going to happen, then we'll know how to move forward with whatever it is we need to do. we've gotten word that the courtroom holds about 100 people, and so if people want to come, they're welcome to do that. But we'd like to know ahead of time if people are going to be coming, so that way if they need to schedule the overflow room, we can do that as well. keeping in mind when you go into the court, you, gentlemen have to wear collared shirts, can't wear T-shirts, and ladies need to be dressed nicely as well. So we just can't wear our T-shirts and sweatshirts into the court. That's not allowed. That's just part of their dress code. It was that way when we were at the federal court in Sacramento. It's that way going into the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco. We're going to be going down there, and keep in mind, our hearing will last about 15 minutes. That's right, 15 minutes. We are number four on the docket for that day, and I don't know how many more are after us, but we're the fourth one to be heard. So, and timing's everything. So we'll be there, obviously, ahead of time so that we can do what we need to do. If they call us in first, they call us in last, you know, depending on what the schedule changes may be that morning. They typically post those outside the courtroom. And they'll be on the wall somewhere there letting us know exactly where we are in the lineup. we do know that, like I said, it's going to be about 15 minutes. And what will happen is our attorneys will do the argument and do the speaking to with the judges and answer their questions. We will be sitting in silence, and we will hear what they have to say. That's it. No response, no heavy sighs, no outbursts, nothing like that whatsoever. We will be just there like a fly on the wall, all of us in mass. So for those who want to go, we welcome you to go. And, again, you would be traveling clear to San Francisco for 15 minutes. The other thing is, too, we will know ahead of time, probably the afternoon before, they'll give us a link, the specific link, to be able to view it online. So you can watch the Ninth Circuit hearing and watch what's going on, and you can hear what's going on with our attorneys and with the judges and see how the process works. So if you want to do that, we'll have Sally put that out on Facebook and the email links that she has as well. So we'll get that information out once we have that link. It'll come out, like I said, the afternoon, hopefully the afternoon before. That's typically when they let that information out. All of that stuff, everything I just mentioned, is out of our control, everything. So we're going forward with it. We're doing everything we can to stay on top of it and to make sure that we do what we need to do in order to move forward with the process. So I just want to let everybody know where we're going, what we're doing, and how we're doing it. And if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. You can always call us at 605-4567, 605-4567.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting day. I know that, as Wynn said, that, you know, there's only 15 minutes allotted. And I don't know whether they hold strictly to that, because I've never been there before, of course.
Me neither.
I don't know whether they strictly hold it to that, but I would imagine they probably keep it someplace close. Because remember, this is an appeal process. So the appeal's been written. They looked at it. And it is a three-judge court, I think you said.
Correct.
That.
Yep. Okay.
It is a three-judge court that we'll have. Now, in this particular process, Judge Kaczynski, Alex Kaczynski, former judge, is going to be doing an oral argument, which will be interesting. But again, you know, it's if you want to go down, great. If you think you want to watch it live, you can. And Wynn's going to explain how that works and when you get the information for that.
I just did.
Well, Wynn's going to explain it again because I didn't hear it because I think it's important.
The afternoon before, hopefully the afternoon before, no later than that, we should get the information, the link, and it'll be sent out on Facebook and email, and it'll tell you exactly how to, you know, you click on it, and you'll be able to watch the courtroom activity, if you will. You'll be able to see it and hear it.
There is an opportunity that they will have a screen there in the building, and if they desire, they can, the way I understand it, they can have screens where you can watch it in other parts of the building if you're there.
Right, the overflow room specifically.
The overflow room.
Specifically for the overflow room only. That's how they run it according to our attorneys. That's okay. The protocol and that's the process. So if we get wind that there's going to be, you know, 100-plus people coming, then we would ask them to open up that overflow room, have that ready so that people that don't make it into the courtroom can make it into that room and still be there and witness what's going on.
You know, and I think it's important to look at it and see if it's something that you want to do. It is history. So if you see something, if you want to go, great. If you feel like the drive is too much, the time is too little, you have an opportunity possibly to see it live, but I'm sure that there'll be lots of talk about it. And, so anyway, that's the skinny on that. And,
And keeping in mind, too, our attorneys, they encourage us not to do, you know, like what we've done in the past in Sacramento, not to do the, you know, picketing, if you will, you know, having the signage and stuff
right.
outside the courthouse.
Right.
It may not help us with the friendliness of the court. So
right.
we need to be careful and in tune to that as well. So because, you know, obviously we're not the only ones going to be there, and we can let somebody else have that venue if they choose to do it and suffer the consequences accordingly. So we want to be adult about this, and if we're going to be supportive, we support in an adult manner, and we want to make sure that we do everything by the book. And again, gentlemen, wear collar shirts, and ladies, dress nicely as well.
So with that, we're going to go off to our last break, because time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty. And one thing I know is true. If you're dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my dad.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support. As together, we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I love the mandolin.
Sure, sure would.
You can hear the mandolin chiming in there. I love that.
It's great. Great, great, great. Oh,
great, great, great.
We have someone on the line. Opal is on the line. Opal.
Good morning, Opal.
Good morning, Opal.
Good morning. I'd like to go back to the start of your show when you were talking about abortions.
Okay.
Okay.
And what I would like to know is if all of these wonderful liberals think it's okay to murder a child after it's born. What the hell do they cry about when their 10-year or 12-year-old child commits suicide? It's the same thing.
Okay. I really don't have much of a response to that other than I agree with you. You know, I don't think that was her question, but again, it's the type of thing where, you know, I don't know. I mean, the deal is that, you know, that's an issue between you and God. And it's an issue I know, you know, you probably heard, if you listened to the beginning of the program, you heard our response. Again, yeah. Dr. Tom Perry was wonderful. He actually came in there and consoled us, Sally and I, encouraged us, you know, as we have all these folks that work for Planned Parenthood and everybody else standing around and social workers saying, oh, you know, you probably should, even though we didn't need a social worker, I was paying for it. Oh, you need to abort this little girl that's coming. Well, no. I mean, right now she's absolutely gorgeous. She's about 5'9", beautiful, married to a wonderful young man who they've been together since she was 15 years old. They own 4 homes. They are in real estate and in sales. They're a brilliant couple, they've been married now for 5 years. And, you know, it's just what a beautiful lady. Helps run a real estate company, one of the biggest in the Bay Area, if not the biggest. And they do all this stuff, and that beautiful, beautiful woman, and, you know, who's just a blessing to everybody. And I know she's my kid, but she is. And here's the deal.
Oh.
And they go ahead, and they, because of Chad, our youngest son, because he was born with spina bifida, they're talking about aborting the next child we have. I mean, so the deal is that the government should have nothing to do with it. That's the bottom line. I mean, either we're going to start being responsible and accountable to ourselves or not. You know, it's kind of like what Mark Baird said yesterday at the event. You know, if you think that the government can't become a totalitarian government and take your rights away, then you're just plain stupid. So we don't give them anything that they should do or could do outside what they are given to do in the Constitution. That's the only particular positions they have. And we'll have some programs down the road about exactly some of these. The Bureau of Land Management is an illegal bureau, according to Article 1.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Obama was an illegal president, and Newsom is an illegal governor. But what the heck can we do about it?
Well,
besides signing the recall.
The recall is not going to work at this point. But yeah.
Well, I mean, but I can still.
You can still support it.
You can still support it. Absolutely. You know. But anyway,
back on the abortion thing.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit prejudiced because I have lost 7 nieces.
Oh boy.
To SIDS or crib death or whatever you care to call it.
Oh boy.
So,
God bless every one of them.
We hate to cut you short, my dear, but we have Dara on the other line, and so we've got to go to that. And thank you, Opal.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dara,
good morning, Dara. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What you got?
Okay, regarding what Pearl said about the children committing suicide, and see if I can put this right. I look at it this way. Young people are growing up with the thought that it's okay to kill your baby in the womb, so they don't have the respect for life that they should have. I don't believe that they're being taught the respect for life and that they need to be taught. It is disposable because they dispose of their babies in the womb. Now, I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but that's the way I look at it.
Right.
So I agree with Pearl. You know, I just believe young people have not been taught the value and the respect for their own lives and to love themselves.
And that all starts at home.
All starts at home.
It all
government can't
at
fix
home.
That. Government
Thank
can't
you.
Fix it. Yep.
Yep.
Right. And again, government can't fix it.
You're absolutely
Mom
right.
Mom and Dad have to fix it.
That's right. The parents have to do that.
We have to fix it, you know. We're gonna go over to Sovereign Minds. Wynn and I will be on there. We're going to talk about something that an article especially that was written by the Sacramento Bee about something that could very well be corruption in campaign issues, and it could be a violation of law. And we will talk about that, and I will say it could be. So what we're going to do is we're going to break it down for you. And when we break it down for you on Sovereign Minds, at the beginning of Sovereign Minds, we'll break it down and we'll give you all the facts to it, and then you can make up your own mind. I mean, it's going to be that simple. In the interim, what we would like to find out, maybe one of you guys could find this out, who resides at and what company resides at or what organization resides at 455 Capitol Mall, Suite 600 in Sacramento.
Hmm, interesting.
Want to know who that is. That's a return address on a flyer I just got that absolutely has no particular name on it. And we'll get into this thing. It's going to be, fasten your seatbelts, because it's really going to be something. I mean, is there corruption in River City?
Yes.
It
just depends on which avenue you're going
to
go down.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just give you the facts on things, because I'm not going to even point the finger at this point. There are some people that think that the Republican candidate is a rhino. I don't know whether that Republican candidate is a rhino or not. What I do know is the Republican candidate's husband, who she took the position of as assembly, and now he is a senator. I do know that, again, he signed a letter to Governor Newsom on May the 20th, 2019, that's the date, urging the expansion of the county medical services program for non-emergency health care for illegal aliens up to the age of 26 years old. Okay? He also voted yes on August the 27th, 2018, with the Democrats to increase restrictions on AB 2103 on concealed carrying licenses. Why did he do that? You know, I mean, you have all these different, and he also voted yes on AB 1471 on the Water Quality and Infrastructure Improvement Act of 2014, which resulted in Proposition 1 being on the ballot. Now, Proposition 1 provided $250 million for the removal of impediments to fish passage on the Klamath Dams. In essence, what does a dam do? Does that impede the path of a fish? Of course it does. And so it gave $250 million is a portion of the money that the Klamath River Renewal Corporation will be using to destroy our dams. Your taxpayer money. Perfectly good dams. Now, these are the kinds of things. And so do you want the same with Megan Daly? That may be a question that you ask. I mean, do you want the same for that? I mean, you know, are they the same? Do they disagree on a bunch of stuff? I mean, didn't she just take the seat that Bill took? Did Megan take the seat of Brian?
Yep.
We have Gene on the line. Gene.
Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, and that was a very good program yesterday afternoon, and thank you very much for all of your wonderful efforts of putting these on.
You're welcome.
I wanted
thank you.
To I was very incensed by these false advertisements from Megan. And I don't care if they have my name on something and it's wrong, I'd be after them in a heartbeat. And so I asked Dr. DeNuca about his voting record. And I have worked on voting days in the polls. And for somebody to be able to get what you voted for, so I call my county office and I ask. And so anyway, I looked into it and I asked Dr. DeNuca about his voting record. And he said, I have maybe the only vote that I did not make was on primary elections. And he said, I love this country, and I vote every time I can, at every election. And he says, I may have missed a primary or two, but that is the only vote. And to have that deceptive brochure sent out, and if I was Megan and she didn't send it out, I'd have heads rolled. But, and anyway, but Dr. DeNuca, he is, and he, I have a flyer from the North Valley Medical Association that endorses Dr. DeNuca, and it's a very good flyer. And not only that, but if he did what they have accused him of, he would not have his medical license.
That's right. It
gets better because you just said something that really just thank you for what you just said because you just brought something up. We're going to talk a little bit about it on the next program. That is, you said you don't know who paid for that ad that talks about Dr. Danuka not voting. Well, not voting doesn't tell you how he voted. That's all assumption. And so she's assuming this, which is it's horrible. What's she afraid of? That's my point. I mean,
it's not only that. He didn't, with these issues that came out there, those are issues that are voted for by Congress. He's not in the Congress.
Well, before we go, I want to tell you that this was paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2020. That's who paid for what you're talking about.
We'll get on that. I know that, and that's exactly what I said. And
well,
let me tell you something.
We're going to get cut off here, Gene. We're going to get cut off because our program's going to be over, but you can call right back into the next one because we're still going to be here.
All right.
Okay, so please call back in, okay?
Thank you, Gene.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gene. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds.
It's time to start a brand new state. The time has come. 51.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.